Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Teek, we're joined by Ryan Hollins, played in the NBA, was doing a lot of work with ESPN. I've heard him on the radio. I think the show was called The Locker Room. We did it with a few other guys that used to play in pro sports. He's pretty good. A lot of opinions, smart guy. And he's with us here on Teeky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Ryan, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, what's going on, brother? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. Warriors, let's face it. Come on, the NBA, it's a soap opera, a lot of flare-ups, and these things are somewhat common. But listen, Tiki doesn't think it's a huge deal. I don't know. This one feels different. For the Warriors to take the step to suspend their blood and guts, their heart and soul guy, their leader in a lot of ways, boy, it's got some smoke behind it. Well, what's the story going on in Golden State? What's up?
No, I completely agree. My 10 years in the NBA and even just watching the NBA as a fan, I never remember a player being suspended for having a disagreement with another player. And let's be honest, Kevin Durant has never been a saint. So it's not like KD was just picking on poor old little Kevin Durant. They made a statement for free agency and said, Kevin Durant, if you want, Draymond's gone. If you want, Clay is gone. Whoever's gone, okay? We need you, and we are committed to you over Draymond Green, even though Draymond has been our leader. And I can't think that anything – and, Tiki, you know this, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I can't think that anything that was said more demonstrative other than the fact that you see us on the court and the coaches are obviously some of, you know, upper management heard it, you know, happen in the locker room. But that just ends up being a problem. Like, I just think – let the players sort it out, and obviously that didn't happen. And this was a big step to Kevin Durant just saying, yo, KD, you know, forget that guy. You're our guy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though. I think, and BT has said this for the last year, he thinks KD is leaving and coming to New York of all places because he's a Knicks fan. But could this lead to a potential departure from Draymond as well?
It could. And you have to take a second look at that in the sense because if the organization takes another step or this thing doesn't diffuse, they've showed a commitment to KD. And obviously, if we all had to bet, KD's out. He's done what he needed to do in Golden State. He's kind of hearing the jabber of being in the shadow of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to look for more beyond Golden State. That's safe to assume. We haven't had any credible sources. It hadn't happened till it happened, but this may be something that turns the tide for Golden State, because you got to think the most attractive team or the most likely team, a la Paul George, to actually court you and get you is the team that you're with, Kawhi Leonard. Toronto has the first shot at showing them how first class that they are. So you really got to take a second look at everything that's going on there. But you're absolutely right.
We're talking to Ryan Hollins, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Ryan, of course, 10 years in the NBA, talking some shop.
You know, Ryan, I don't know if you know Jimmy Butler, and if you do, you can give Fred some insight on, because we were just talking about him in our last segment, what kind of guy he is. Because you hear from the outside what happened in Minnesota, and it's like, yeah, he can't be a great teammate. But then everybody says, oh, he's a great teammate. Well, how do you explain the conundrum that is Jimmy Butler? Because he's had some issues at his last couple of starts. Or stops, I should say.
Well, for one, Jimmy Butler's not a great teammate. We can safely see that from his actions, the things he's had, the things that he's done. He's probably an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a couple guys in that locker room that will ride or die for Jimmy Butler. But if you're a guy on his bad side, you're a guy that, for whatever reason, he doesn't respect him. Tiki, you know this, dude. When you're in the locker room, guys get treated a little different. Hey, we're from the same hood where we came from. You know, maybe you're the guy who passes me the basketball a lot. Maybe I just respect the way you play. I don't respect the way the other guy plays, and clearly he doesn't respect Karl-Anthony Towns or Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the locker room kind of divides. But I think Philly's going to be a good fit for him in the sense it's a hard-nosed environment. You got two guys, and we know this from being in the locker room, and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, if it goes down, they'll fight Jimmy. and I hate to say, but, like, a guy has to know that. Like, you got a problem with me, we're going to figure it out. Not that I'm promoting violence by any means, but you kind of got to know that. You got to have that respect. And that's just, like, Jimmy's like a tough dude, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you got to expect that from him.
Yeah, that's real, though, Ryan. Like, you got to know. And you sometimes don't respect unless you know that dude's coming at you. Like with a fist.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we get in a fight, we're not just going to, you know, intellectual each other to death. I'm telling you.
And dude, I've always been the nice guys in locker rooms. I'm the friendly 7-footer. Make no mistakes. But I've had to show a couple guys that push me. I'm a nice guy, but I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Hey, I will fight you. It's like, oh, we're good, Ryan. We're good. Like, it's just the immaturity of professional sports.
Right. You're right. You got to get loud every now and then.
Listen, dude, it's an extension of the schoolyard. You push and you take what you could take, and you push it until somebody pushes back, and they don't push anymore. But what was the origin? As much as you know, we're talking to Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, 10 years in the NBA. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Like, you look at Karl Anthony Towns, and Tiki and I have dissected this a million different ways. First three season, played all 82 games, 80% plus from the stripe for a big man, which is great. 20-plus points, 12 rebounds. I mean, what was the origin of the lack of respect for Karl Anthony Towns from Butler?
You want to win, dog?
Yeah.
You get a dub versus these cupcakes. They played the Clippers the other night. He had 20 points for the first three quarters. He didn't touch the ball in the fourth. If I'm a big guy, let's rewind. I'm going to get a 3-second call because you didn't throw me the ball in the paint, and I'm going to demand the basketball. If we're playing Houston in the playoffs, I'm going to put my elbow so far across James Harden's face. If he tries to stop me from posting up, it's going to be a problem. Jimmy Butler, if you talk crazy about me in the summertime and you show up the first day of practice on the second unit, I'm letting you have it, dog. You want to know why? Ryan Hollins couldn't fight the star player. But another guy with a max contract, you can do it with another guy with a max contract, and they already took your side?
Yeah.
Go have at it, dog.
Yeah.
Like we're going to – like, you have to see me. And that's just part of competing, part of professional sports. I'm not one of these young boys. I don't want to question anybody's heart, but I just know the way Jimmy thinks. He's I don't want to say he's a throwback, but that's how we had to get down on the playground, man. Yeah. You know that, Tiki.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's churched up because it's on television. These guys are making millions of dollars, but it's the same game you were playing when you were 10 years old and all the way through high school and whatnot. Let me before we let you go, Ryan, your expectation for the Lakers, once LeBron decided to go there, they put a mishmash team together with some of these vets who are transient and disparate and all over the place, and then they got this young crew who's still learning how to play. What were your expectations for the Lakers, and where do you think they can go this year?
My expectations were 50-plus. They were really high. But apparently, I didn't realize how competitive the West was. You're looking at the Grizzlies, who are making some noise. The Sacramento Kings have resurged. They're running. Their pace is probably at the top in the league. There's no cakewalks. And I assumed alone with LeBron James and company, the young guys with their experience in a second year, they'd be so much better. And honestly, there's work to do. And I don't think it's a knock on the Lakers. Everybody's struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, look. We're talking about Golden State having at it. Houston is 12th in the Western Conference standings. It's tougher than it seems to be. So it may be 49 wins, 47 wins, which is an excellent season. Keep in mind, and I want you guys to know this, LeBron James is this darn good that the Los Angeles Lakers could be undefeated right now. But we ask, at what cost? Why would he waste his knees and his body to be undefeated right now? He's going to save it for the playoffs. Mark my words, LeBron James ain't forgot how to play basketball. He just knows how to play the long game.
Yeah.
That's
true.
What LeBron's done his entire career.
But he's lost. He's lost a little juice on the fastball. He's not the same athlete he was a couple of years ago, Ryan.
I
can't say that, man. I've seen this dude just play dead for so many times, and then you come out and go, oh, my gosh, LeBron still got it. do not be surprised when you find out that LeBron is still LeBron.
But you,
don't go poking the bear in the playoffs, Stinky. Come on.
Yeah. But here's what I see. I lose respect for LeBron that way, and I'll tell you why. Michael Jordan didn't conserve.
Talk to me.
You know, in November, Jordan was playing hard. In November, Ewing was playing hard. Larry Bird, Magic, these guys were playing. So he's just kind of coasting? Well, I mean, am I supposed to respect that?
Yeah. It's a different
game. LeBron James, he toots to his own horn. He's changed the game. I know you don't want to hear this, but I believe he's the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball. And for a long time, I penalized him for the exact reasons that you just said.
Okay.
I thought he didn't play hard. I thought he didn't bring it every single night. I thought he wouldn't take the challenge defensively and guard the other team's best player. But in the game seven, I'm taking LeBron James. When I'm matching up, when I see the impact this guy actually has on the floor, not just from scoring, from passing, from doing just about everything, there's nothing like this dude. And the fact, I get you, it drives us crazy. That's not how I grew up hooping. Waiting, not defending, on when you need.
Cherry
we always
picking.
Said, if you didn't, right, Tiki, if you didn't come in early in the season and was ready and firing all cylinders and didn't have a great camp, you don't just turn it on. This dude, LeBron James, can turn it on.
Yeah.
I've watched it happen. He's done it against me.
Yeah.
I just believe in it.
All right.
I hate to watch it right now. I get it.
All right. Hey, 20 seconds. Is there a decent spot out there for Carmelo, or should he hang him up?
I can't see Carmelo hanging it up like that. Philadelphia was thrown around. Obviously, they have an open roster spot. I think he'd be great for that locker room. I think, obviously, he's going to have to redefine, do some soul-searching, as we also know. But I don't hang it up if I'm Carmelo. I think he's got too much pride as a man, as the star that he is, or was.
Okay? Ryan,
Ryan, let's use the right word, was.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate you hopping on with us. I know you're starting a new podcast. I just want to give you a shout-out on it. Lakers versus Clippers with Ryan Hollins on the Believe Podcast Network. Good luck with that, man, and we appreciate
you. Fellas.
Be good.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, he's good. I've heard him a lot. Who's he
Lakers
doing?
Lakers versus Clippers. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's up. Listen, you heard the interview. He's got opinions.
You're right.
He's strong. He's smart.
I don't know
he's
if I realized
in.
He was a
he's
7-footer good. Either.
Oh, yeah. Skinny.
Yeah.
But a 7-footer for sure.
Yeah.
Played at UCLA.
That's right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.